Here's a thought about orchestrating the light. I'm photographing here in Duffer, Oregon, just to the east of Mount Hood, on a gorgeous, sunny, bright fall day. It's absolutely beautiful here, but it is bright, and there are no clouds, and the lighting is pretty flat. It's an ideal time for me to orchestrate the light. What do I mean by that? Actually, this is an idea I got from Huntington Witherell, who suggested orchestrating the light is perfectly valid and one of the things that we can do with this kind of lighting, where it's flat, where there's not much shadow, where we don't have the advantage of beautiful angular winter or morning or evening light. Instead, we can paint in shadows or paint in highlights in post-processing. I know about dodging and burning, of course, but it never occurred to me that I could use dodging and burning for something other than simply compensating for uneven illumination, that I could use dodging and burning to create shadows, cloud shadows, or sunlight beams. That's what's meant by orchestrating the light, and it's the tool and technique that I will use on a day like today, not while I'm here in the field, but when I get back home, to create interesting landscapes when the light is fairly flat. So while I'm here, I just photograph things, compositions, fields of view that look interesting, and I'll worry about the light when I'm home and can orchestrate it to my heart's content in Photoshop and Lightroom.